Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 23, 2025. There was a bomb threat at an elementary school in Groveland, and the Amesbury mayor is getting a new chief of staff from Gloucester. Cloudy, mid-30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:09 p.m. The Newburyport Daily News reports a Monday morning bomb threat at Bagnall Elementary School in Groveland prompted an immediate report to police and resulted in classes being delayed for students. Shortly before 8 a.m., administrators discovered a voicemail containing a non-specific bomb threat. Groveland police and mutual aid partners responded to the school and quickly determined there was no threat to the school or to the community. The threat was discovered before students had arrived at school. Caitlin D. is writing in the Gloucester Times, Gloucester's Director of Communications and Constituent Services is leaving town to become the Amesbury Mayor's Chief of Staff. Amesbury Mayor Cassandra Gove on Monday announced the hiring of Pam Toby, whose last day working in Gloucester City Hall will be December 31. Toby, daughter of former Mayor Bruce Toby, has been Gloucester's Director of Communications and Constituent Services since 2022. She has worked with Mayor Greg Verga, contributed to the development of the city's annual budget, and has led city-wide engagement initiatives. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that as the Trump administration edges closer to a confrontation with Venezuela, a group of Democratic veterans are pushing to limit the White House's ability to conduct military actions against the South American country. A bill filed by Representative Seth Moulton and 15 other Democrats would prohibit the President Donald Trump's administration from spending federal funds on the use of military inside Venezuela or against Venezuelan forces, including remote or intermittent strikes, unless Congress authorizes military action. And Amanda Lurie writes on itemlive.com, to mark the occasion of becoming Nahant's first woman in the town's history to be sworn in as town administrator, Allison Nito wore a vibrant pink dress to her ceremony on Monday. She's quoted as saying, I think it's very historic to be the first female town administrator here. While there have been female town administrators all over, for it to be here, it's a pretty historic thing, and I'm glad to be part of it. As Nito swore her oath to faithfully and impartially perform all necessary duties, the approximately 30 attendees, made up of family, friends, and former and current town staff, beamed with pride, later erupting into an incredibly genuine round of applause. And again, that's from Amanda Lurie at theitemlive.com. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Beverly Boys hockey team beat Pentucket 4-2 yesterday. The Manchester Essex boys basketball team beat Hamilton Wenham 63-45 last night to improve to 4-0. Graham Lewis scored 21 points. Alex St. Marie added 20. Elsewhere, it was Rockport 60, Pioneer Charter 45, Newburyport over Triton 82-35, Linfield 74, Pentucket 58. The Pioneers' Grant Neal had 30 points and 12 rebounds. And Saugus topped Boston United 71-58, with Jordan Rodriguez leading the Sachems with 23 points. The Manchester Essex girls basketball team earned a 68-45 win over Hamilton Wenham. Rockport girls were 55-24 winners over Pioneer Charter as they improved to 5-0. Newburyport over Triton 48-25. Pentucket doubled up Linfield 42-21. Peabody topped North Andover 49-39 to stay unbeaten at 4-0. The Tanners were led by a 16-point performance from Olivia Gaynor. Celtics beat the Pacers last night, 103-95. They'll be off until after Christmas. Bruins off last night. They'll host the Canadiens tonight. And the Patriots will play Sunday on the road against the Jets. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports, wishing everybody a very safe and happy holiday season.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.